Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. When I was a church planter in Arkansas, I had a guy come to me one day and ask for prayer. He said, "Pastor Chad, I need you to pray for me. I think I'm the only Christian at my job. I don't know of another person that I work with that knows Jesus. Would you pray for me that I would be able to find another job with more Christians who work there?" Now, I told him no. I said I would not pray for him. And you should have seen the look on his face when I said I wouldn't pray for him. He said, "Wait a minute, why not? Isn't it your job? Like, aren't pastors supposed to pray for people?" And I told him yes, but I said, "I'm not going to pray that the Lord would give you another job." I said, "You're right where you need to be." He's like, "What do you mean?" I said, "I told him, you've just said that you're the only Christian at your job, and you said that you don't want to be there anymore." He said, "Yeah, that's true." I said, "Okay, well, if I pray and ask God to give you another job and he gives you one, who is going to bring the gospel to the people that you work with if there's no Christian left where you work?" And I've often thought the same way as this guy. I've had the same mindset. I've prayed things like, "God, remove me from this place with all these non-Christian people." But honestly, one of the reasons that the Lord has us where he has us is so that we can share the gospel with those around us, so that we can be light to darkness, so we can be salt to a culture in dire need of some saltiness. Ben Mandrell, who's now the president of and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources, planted a church in Denver, Colorado. And I met him once when he was about to move to Denver to plant. He was leaving his church where he had pastored for several years. It was a big church in the South, very influential church. And he became the pastor there in his early 30s, which was really rare for a big Southern church to give that kind of leadership to such a young pastor. But he did a great job, and he led that church really well. And I think many of his peers, many other pastors, would think that he was crazy to leave such a great church and a great position at what they consider to be the pinnacle of their careers in ministry, to no less go start a church, right? He's leaving this big church with this nice salary, a lot of influence, to start a church. Who does that kind of thing? And so I met Ben between his transition from the existing big church in the South to his church plant, Colorado. And so that's what I asked him. I was at a breakout session at a conference, and I said, "Hey, who does that? Who leaves the pinnacle of pastoral ministry to plant a church?" And here was his reply. He said, "Here's when I realized that we needed a change. Every semester, my kids are involved in a children's ministry, and the last Wednesday night of the semester, we encourage kids to bring a friend who might not know Jesus to hear the gospel. And if they didn't have a friend that they could bring, we would just encourage them to bring some canned goods for the local food pantry. And every last Wednesday night of the semester, my wife and I found ourselves running into the grocery store on our way to church that night so that we could grab some canned goods because our kids didn't have any friends who didn't know Jesus." And here's what Ben said, and I've never forgotten it. He said, "You know, we have become so good at maintaining an aquarium while Jesus's command for us is to be fishers of men. We've been so good at maintaining an aquarium, but God has called us to be fishers of men. That's why I'm leaving my church to go plant in Colorado." And if I'm honest with you, it's real easy for me to get into the mindset of just staying in the aquarium, to stay in this situation where I'm just surrounded by other Christians, to stay in the safety and warmth and confinement of the tank. But this new year, in this crazy time that we are living in, Jesus isn't calling us to aquarium maintenance, but to be fishers of men. Jesus doesn't want to remove us from the places that he has rooted us to be salt and light. No, he wants us to press into them, to shine even brighter as light in these dark days. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. We hope that you'll be able to come back later in the week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, help us to be just like Jesus. Help us to embrace your calling on our lives to be fishers of men. Call us out of the comfort of the aquarium and into the world to be salt and light, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to use you in the lives of people that you're around today?